And now, fan fiction theater.
Lincoln gazed in awe at the sunset just above the lake. The wind through the leaves of the magnolia tree could be heard as a couple birds chirp from its flourishing pink-flowered branches.
It's breathtaking, isn't it? Kyle said, wrapping his strong arms around Lincoln from behind and rested his chin on Lincoln's shoulder.
Yes, it's perfect. I can't believe it's all yours.
Kyle chuckled. I know. I could stay out here forever.
Lincoln turned around to look at Kyle. He looked as if he thought about saying something but hesitated. What is it, angel face?
Kyle looked down. It's nothing. It's just... this is a lot for one person, don't you think?
Lincoln pondered and nodded, not sure what Kyle was getting to. I suppose so.
Kyle's blush deepened and he spoke as if each word was chosen carefully. Lincoln, loving you is like breathing for me. I can't imagine a world without you, for a world without you would be impossible to bear. I want to spend every moment with you and... Kyle's voice trailed off, but a courage came over his face and he got down on one knee. Lincoln, will you marry me?
Lincoln was filled with happiness, but his hand felt like it was on fire. Lincoln snapped back into reality and realized he was pouring boiling water over tea, but his hand slipped and he burned his fingers. Just a dream, Lincoln said, shaking off the giddiness from the dream.
Kyle stood from the table, looking worried, knocked his chair over and took Lincoln's hand and examined it. Are you okay? Kyle asked.
Oh, I'll run cold water over it. It'll be fine.
Kyle looked at the burn again. Are you sure? It looks really bad.
Lincoln shrugged it off. Nah, dog, it's all good. Hold on. You just fucked up my mind. Here we go. You ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Nah, dog, it's all good.
No. Hold on. Okay.
Third time's the charm. Here we go.
All right, go for it. I got it.
Okay. Nah, dog, it's all good.
Damn it. I was fine.
All right, no, dog, it's all good. Lincoln ran water over it, and Kyle put the tea in the other room. Lincoln turned the faucet off and met Kyle on the sofa, lost in thought. Their eyes met, and Lincoln, thinking back on the concern Kyle showed, held the gaze for what he felt was too long, and worried Kyle would take notice. He cast his eyes downward and felt a fiery blush creep over his face.
Kyle noticed the longing in Lincoln's eyes and began to think maybe Lincoln was bothered about something. But he reassured himself that Lincoln will tell him when he was ready. Hey, Lincoln!
Lincoln looked over. What?
Kyle set down his tea. You want to play Milk Badger Honey 23,000?
Lincoln smiled and nodded. I would love to.
The Milk Badger Honey lasted 3 hours before they decided to stop. Kyle stretched. Well, 12,500 Milk Badgers down. 10,500 to go.
Lincoln laughed. Tedious, but such a blast!
All fun aside, Kyle decided it was time to edit the fanfic podcast. They headed to Lincoln's bedroom, and Kyle, deep in editing, left Lincoln to his thoughts.
He thought of Halloween trivia. That night when Kyle and he were in Cagney's parking lot alone.
Darn, Kyle said. I don't have a lighter. Can I borrow yours?
Well, sure! Lincoln replied, looking for his lighter. He had forgotten that he wanted to show Kyle the cool Teletubbies lighter with Poe on it, for it was the last one in his collection. But to Lincoln's dismay, he left the lighter at home. I don't have my lighter on me.
Kyle looked at the glove box and found a single match. Glove box? Aren't we in your room?
There was the flashback to Halloween.
He lit
trivia.
A cigarette.
Can you light mine?
Kyle leaned... Oh, that's you.
Wait, oh, that's me. Kyle leaned forward, and as he was lighting the cigarette, Lincoln noticed how beautiful Kyle's eyes were. Lincoln snapped back into reality and looked over at Kyle.
All done, Kyle said, stretching.
Lincoln stood and forced a smile, tainted with the bitter thought of Kyle leaving.
Kyle yawned. You like that? Gee, dude, it's late. I gotta get home.
He hugged Lincoln and got his coat off the bed.
Good night, Lincoln.
Lincoln nodded and managed to say, good night, and watched Kyle leave. Lincoln felt empty without him for the first time, Just maybe, Voltron was right. Perhaps under all the jokes and stories, he had a feeling neither could explain. Perhaps they saw something we couldn't, something we hid from ourselves. But Lincoln pushed the thought away and went to bed. The next day, Lincoln wore his Heelys into the library to return some books. Whilst wheeling around the corner, he tried to start walking normally, but he was going too fast. He caught sight of Kyle and called out, "Kyle, help! I can't stop!" But it was too late. Lincoln crashed into Kyle and he landed on his back, scattering his books, and Kyle ended up on top of him.
Kyle rolled off of him quickly.
Lincoln was worried Kyle would get mad at him, but his face bore an expression of embarrassment. They both at the same time said, "Sorry."
And together picked up the books Lincoln dropped. They both grabbed the same book and Kyle handed it over to Lincoln. "There you go," Kyle said quietly.
"Thanks, man." Lincoln said, "Wait, hold on. Louder than okay. Thanks, man." Lincoln said louder than he meant to. Then he cleared his throat and stood.
Kyle did the same.
And Lincoln, clutching his books to his chest, said in a bashful tone, "Well, I've got to drop these books off. Sorry."
Kyle shrugged. "It's no problem. I'll see you soon."
Lincoln watched Kyle walk away. When he disappeared into the other room, Lincoln turned in his books. Something in him told him to run to Kyle and confide his thoughts of earlier, but all his insecurities and doubts told him not to. Lincoln was sitting at home later that day, and he heard his phone ring. He picked it up and Kyle's voice answered.
"Hey, Lincoln, you want to come over later and play Milk Badger Honey 23,000? Maybe have dinner? Got some pizzas."
Lincoln felt as if his heart could burst, but composed himself. "Sure, Brozilla. How about I come over at 7:30?
Kyle chuckled. "Sounds like a plan. I'll see you then." They said bye and hung up.
Lincoln jumped up and down and got giddy. But after a few minutes, he forced himself to settle down. He looked at the clock, sighed, and thought, "There's so much time. What am I going to do?" He went to his room and carefully picked out an outfit and made sure he had the perfect beanie for he had many different occasions. After a quick shower and donning his attire, he looked at himself in the mirror and gave himself some quick words of encouragement. He was feeling good now. He combed his hair, put up his beanie, and went back to his room. He looked at the clock, hoping it wouldn't have to wait any longer, but it was still a while before 7:30. He collapsed onto his bed and closed his eyes. His thoughts never left the following meeting with Kyle. He said aloud to himself, "Tonight's the night. I can't deny it any longer." His worries became more abundant as he placed every logical scenario in his mind, but he knew in his heart it was now, or he'd never have the nerve. He got out of bed and looked at the clock. It was 15 minutes until he was supposed to be at Kyle's. So he figured he would get going. When he arrived in front of Kyle's, he saw him holding hands with a skimpy chick who he immediately didn't like. He looked over at Lincoln and rolled his eyes, laughing and tossing his head, went in the other direction with the girl. Lincoln got out of the car and ran after Kyle, put a hand on his shoulder, making Kyle turn around.
"You really are a fool, aren't you, Lincoln? How could someone like moi ever love a nobody like you?" Kyle cackled madly, putting his arm around the girl and walking away.
Lincoln felt as if a million knives were stabbing his heart. He heard the hum of an engine and a motorcycle pulled up next to him, and his dog Samson was driving. His dog, wearing all leather, lifted his sunglasses and laughed.
"Told you, Lincoln." Shut up, that's what Samson sounds like. "I told you, Lincoln got into you. We still have me. We could go to Arabia. Or just go home and chew on the couch. We can have so much fun."
Lincoln got to the back of the motorcycle. He heard a weird crackling sound. It was no longer Samson on the front of the motorcycle.
Doing his voice, turning its head completely around with the bald and porcelain dolls, and she began barking.
Oh, he suddenly woke on his bed, startled, and Samson was barking.
"Muff, muff, 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 muff."
The clock ran 8:15. "Oh no, I'm late!" He jumped out of bed and got into the car. A heavy rain beat down on the windshield, making it hard to see. The anticipation tore at his hopes and dreams. leaving only him to blame. When he got in front of Kyle's, he got out of the car and approached. My page froze. Okay, and approached the front door, amazed at what he saw.
Kyle sat on his front steps with an umbrella, with tears in his eyes, trailing a red rose in his hand. His eyes were downcast, and the sound of the rain prevented him from knowing Lincoln was even there. He averted his eyes from the rose, and he looked Lincoln in the eyes. Kyle arose from the porch and approached Lincoln with a kind and tender expression. "I'm so glad you're here. I've been worried sick." He looked down at the rose and blushed, handing it to Lincoln. "I saw this and thought of you. Look, Lincoln, I didn't call you over here to play Milk Badger Hunting 23,000. I..."
Lincoln smiled. "I know, Kyle." And in the heat of the moment, with a love to last a lifetime, he kissed Kyle passionately.
A single red rose, the symbol of love, fell from his hand, but the love burned stronger than ever. It's Whip!
What?
What is it, Samson? What is
it? Here, Samson!
It's like a fat New Yorker. Like, just say the Samson voice. Just say, like, selling hot dogs.
He wants hot dogs!